and Davis, we are back, and it's time to go up a grabs with Ryan Bukovetsky. Ryan, what you got for us?
I mean, if you shoot the ball like that, you don't deserve touches. So, can't really complain. But I think when you're feeling and you're actually making shots, it would be, I think, good to get to closer to the rim and kind of keep it going instead of kind of just, I mean, a lot of our plays, I screen and screen pop, so maybe it's a rim. But, I mean, most of the time, I'm pretty good. I think I can do a lot of the things, not just shoot threes, but obviously haven't really been able to do it. Haven't been able to do that lately.
First one, we're going to do a couple hard court questions, basketball court. Starting with the Bulls, wanted to know your thoughts. What do you think is more likely, the Bulls making the playoffs as an 8 seed or firing Garpax and Jim Boylan at the end of the season?
Garpax isn't getting fired. Well, Pax isn't getting fired. Gar Foreman may get fired. Boylan, they doesn't seem like they're wasting from... He may be a player that doesn't have enough fire under... He can't generate enough fire on his own butt, and I'm talking about Lauri Markkanen. But I'll tell you one
thing. And he can't use him correctly.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Boylan hasn't raised him up, and he hasn't used his kid. It's been two seasons that you've wasted. And then the question is it Lauri or is it bad coaching? And you've wasted this kid right here. So, I mean, being honest, Boylan has to go. Pax and them should be go ahead of him, but Pax isn't going anywhere. Earlier, 2 months ago, we heard that Gar Foreman may be on his way out. What difference does it make if Pac's still there? But I think it's most likely, knowing that Jerry Reinsdorf is a very loyal person, and we haven't heard, unless John Paxson wants to step down, he's staying. He's going to be there, and your best odds will be a Bulls team that's not making the playoffs this year, making the playoffs over them firing a guy who's deserved to be fired in the past.
The Bulls are 3.5, by the way, out of the 8th spot, which is held by the Brooklyn Nets.
Really?
Currently.
Wow, Brooklyn. What?
They trail the Pistons by half a game.
The Pistons are probably about to trade everybody, so they may fall out of it.
Yeah, and they're trailing a half a game behind the Pistons. So the Bulls and everybody behind the Bulls, I don't think they have to worry about anybody. Yeah. I mean, maybe somebody goes on a run, but.
Yeah, it probably would be the Bulls getting the AC, and it's almost going to be an assist.
How sad is that?
It's almost going to be an assist by default. Because you say there's already reports talking about the Lakers and I believe a few other teams, but the Bucks maybe, are looking at Derrick Rose.
Lakers, Bucks.
It was somebody else.
Who else did I see?
It was three teams.
I saw actually four.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I saw three.
Lakers, Bucks. It wasn't the Clips. Was it?
76ers.
Yeah,
76ers. 76ers.
Ooh, they could use some help.
They 76ers, yeah. So you have Detroit's probably going to trade everybody, like Ken said. That's going to be by default. Brooklyn is just a mess because Kyrie's the only one there right now.
And he's saying weird stuff again.
Yeah, well, Kyrie's being Kyrie. And I think I said that at the beginning of the season. Like, they ain't going to do nothing. They might be like a 6th seed because KD ain't there. With Kyrie, that's what you're going to get. And that's exactly what they're getting. They'd probably be good enough to make it to the 8th seed, but that just shows you.
If he stays healthy, too.
That's just kind of. But you know what? That shows you what kind of a dude Kyrie is. Brooklyn was a number six seed.
They were seven
last year.
I thought.
No, I think they was up, but I thought that was like
they
six.
Played Philly in the first round, right? So it might have been six.
They think it was like six seed on a team with D'Angelo Russell leading them, and they was able to just good. It was a good feel story. Good feeling story for the Brooklyn Nets, and now you're going through the shenanigans because of Kyrie, right? So we'll have to
see. They were a 6 seed.
They were a 6 seed last year. So we have to see exactly what happens with that, right? So, yeah. But this is the thing, though.
And just a quick point on your Kyrie being himself.
Yeah.
Injured, again, a lot this year.
Yeah.
He is not able to stay healthy.
No, he's not. He really, I mean, we've been saying this since he was at Duke. He only played 11
games. I'm wondering how many years he has left. Like of
prime
being the best, because like the knees are going, the shoulders going.
He doesn't need speed though.
He's got that crafty ball handling.
He's so crafty.
Yeah.
He can slow down and still get in the lane.
But the thing is though, how many games is he going to be able to do that? So that's a good question. No, it's definitely the Bulls. But it will suck. It will be one of the worst days in Bulls franchise history if this crap-ass team with that crap-ass coach make the playoffs. Because you know what it's going to do?
Bring back everybody.
It's gonna make that front office. Thank you, Ryan. It's gonna make that front office say, "See, I told you we're gonna make the playoffs."
See,
you know what? We was going through that little hard time. We was like, "Oh no, y'all! I know we said playoffs at the beginning of the season, but we was getting to the lowest spot. We gotta simmer all that down."
John
but
Paxson,
see, we here, baby. We here.
He come as end of season. He could come out and say, "Hey,
it'd be the worst thing."
We said playoffs before the season. Playoffs at the end of the season.
And they're not gonna trade anybody.
Yeah,
they're not trading anybody either.
Not that they have much to trade, but
they got,
but this is the thing though. They got some. They got some pieces to move.
You got two pieces you can move.
Lori and Zach.
Yep.
Goodbye.
And also, I don't think they're going to move. Zach. I don't know.
They're not going to meet neither one of them.
We're not saying that, but you like in compared to in the past, like last year, what did you have?
Right.
Same guys.
but at least Zach is even more proven.
Yeah. He was coming off that. Yeah,
brother dropping 40-point games.
But I think the thing is, they should trade Thaddeus Young. You set him up, let him go.
Yeah, that's true. People would trade for Thaddeus.
Get your second.
Somebody might come out for a solid veteran off the bench.
Bet.
Yep.
You should let him go. You set him up, let him go. But there's no future here.
None.
Like, even last year, the future looked a tad bit more intriguing. Knowing, okay, you had a lottery pick coming, depending on where that lottery pick fell. We saw.
And the core didn't really play with each other.
Exactly. And at that point, still, we thought Larry was just going through a foot. Larry was beat up last year. But now we kind of know what we have, and they're diminishing returns. And it's like, what player on here is the second best player on the championship team? Like, I'm not even asking for the first player. I'm talking about the second best player.
None.
Like, you don't even have.
Because Zach would be
that.
Three.
Zach would be three. Larry right now would be four.
If that.
Exactly. With the square curse words. But just, I mean, look, I enjoy Kobe White, but he not Ja Morant.
No, and man, matter of fact, Memphis is the number 8 seed out West right now.
Man, Ja Morant is doing, he's figured out the NBA.
Yeah.
It's slowing down, sir.
Yeah, but at least for Kobe, though, that I said this last week, too, because as you just said, they're not going anywhere. You might as well play them. But it's the thing, though. The only way I think this team will probably have a shakeup when it comes to the core, and the core is Zach and the core is Lauri. If Zach come to them like, "Man, move me. Because
they might after this year.
They might, because
if Jim Boylan's their head coach again another year,
this is what's crazy.
Does Zach care about winning, or does he wants to be the man in a city like Chicago?
I don't know.
That's true too.
I don't know, because he's only 25 years old, maybe. So he's still fairly young.
Because he's been in losing situations since he's been in the NBA. Basically.
Yeah, but you know what? At least I would hope for his sake, and him seeing his own self worth, that if he went somewhere to a, it could be not even a contender. Moving to a team that's like the sixth seed somewhere, the fifth seed somewhere, I can give them an offensive punch that can really put that team over the top, but make them a lot more of a competitive team. I would hope that he would see his self worth and he would do that. But to your point, Ken, I don't know if he really cares about that. But that's the only way I think this roster with the core would actually, Ryan, in my opinion, change, because they're not trading anybody. I don't know. They might, boy, like you can't say, to kick it off, they might move Boylan. But the front office.
They gotta.
But the first. But like you just said, though, they could possibly, this crap ass team could possibly the AFC by default.
I'm kind of sick of the East being pathetic every year, because this is helping attribute to the problems.
True.
Let's move over to another awful question about our Chicago teams.
I'm glad we got Tannenbaum out of here. Because general managers lie. That was a general manager generally lying. Absolutely. Like, at least I hope it was. Because what Mitchell Trubisky showed, like, it's hard to come back with this guy considering the way that he performed. I know he got better in part because the coaching around him got better. They started moving him out of the pocket and running the ball with him a little more. That's encouraging. However, it's impossible to argue that he's not wildly inaccurate. And that's tough in this league to be wildly inaccurate like he is. And I don't know how you can fire four offensive coaches, none of which design the plays or call the plays. That's Nagy, and none of them throw the ball. It seems like some heads had to roll because this season was a disappointment. And the heads that rolled, I can't see how they were responsible for his underachievement. They didn't throw those bad passes, and they were not the ones calling the plays during the game.
Who's regressed more in their 2019 season, Lauri Markkanen or Mitchell Trubisky?
Mitch, because actually, Lauri, what is averaging 15 and 6?
Missing every 3-point.
0.9, yeah. he is, but he actually is still providing something. There was a lot of swatches this year where Mitch didn't provide anything, and he was the liability that you were going to lose. Now he's the quarterback, and even though both of them have regressed, and Laurie had higher potential than Mitch, like, Mitch was the worst quarterback in the league for part of the season. Laurie, by all means, is not the worst player in the NBA. You know, so, and also, I think Mitch has better coaching around him than Laurie does. I'm much more of a Nagy guy than I am of a Jim Boylan guy. So, I think Mitch is set up to succeed better than Laurie. I'm not taking everything away from Matt Nagy, but we know Jim Boylan isn't the answer to the situation, and you're wasting Laurie. And it's at, or put it like this, Laurie has more potential, and we want to see if you can get out of him. I think now, if you were a person like me who didn't believe a lot of Mitch, you thought there were chances he could be pretty decent. Now that's your hope, that he could be pretty decent. But if you had any feeling that Mitch could be very good, you know that that's mess, and to let it go. So I would say,
is Laurie at that point?
I got to see Laurie get coached. I got to see. I had to say
so
this.
So he's not.
Laurie may be at a point where I need to see him at another team, because it may be the Bulls. Then I'll know, okay, then more of this is on Laurie than the Bulls. For two seasons, they had a coach who coached Laurie up, who put Laurie in the positions that he needs to do in Fred Hoiberg. They got rid of him. Let's not forget the 1890s offense they were running until the last couple months of the season last year, all right? And them going to 3 central and having Laurie be a pick and pop and a spot shooter instead of a guy that can grab the ball. Remember my first thing at the rookie sophomore game his rookie year, I was like, Laurie, go get the damn ball. You can dribble, go get the ball. They don't even set Laurie up. So some of it is Laurie not having a fire under himself, but they don't put him in situations to really get him off.
I'm going to go with Laurie Markkanen. I think he has regressed the most, because coming in with Mitch Trubisky, even though the Bears make the playoffs, we still didn't know exactly who we were, who he was. And a lot of people thought that, you know what, he's probably not that good.
He was drafted number 2 overall.
I don't care what he was drafted. You only played 13 games in the NFL, and it was kind of like 13 games in college. And even within the season, that was smoke and mirrors, because the defense played out of their minds in one of the best defensive years we saw in Chicago Bears history. Laurie Markkanen coming in, rookie year, okay, but he took a major step up coming off that rookie year. All he has done is regress. Now, the one thing about the NBA is that, Ryan, you just said before, man, he's missing all his 3-pointers. The thing is, he's taking them. All you got to do is make them. That's it.
Forcing to take.
But this is. But
they changed it. They went to the Houston Daryl Morey. They don't want them to take twos. Laurie got off and taking 2 mid range shots.
But
they told him not to take mid range shots.
But this is my thing about the NBA when it comes to basketball players. You can go out there and you can get yours. Yes, you want to do it within the offense, but you can still go out there and just get yours. You can do that. The NFL, you can't do that. In a quarterback position, you're dependent on the offensive line keeping you all right, not killing you, and also the wide receivers catching the balls you throw. Hopefully, they're accurate. That's not Mitchell Trubisky. The one thing that Laurie Markkanen could do is get his own. It ain't regressing his ass and down there getting no rebound. That's on him.
His defensive rebounding is down because of where they play him at. You're saying that he totally to go against whatever the offense they're running. Like, that's not how.
The one thing in basketball you can do, honestly, like I said before.
Yeah, but then you're going against the team telling you to play a certain way.
You see how Zach is hooping. Zach is out there. He's hooping. He's gonna go out there and get you 40 points.
It's a lot of empty calories.
I don't care if it is empty calories.
Yeah.
At least we can see he could drop 40 points.
But they said
we don't even know if Laurie can get 20 on a consistent.
They set Zach up
every year based off of his numbers.
All they're doing. Run through Laurie.
But you know what you can do?
Laurie, because
on the court, and we've seen this throughout the history of the NBA, on the court, give me the damn ball. Go through me. Give me the ball. The one thing about the NBA is the star players mean a lot. And if they want to impose their will, they can impose their will on a team. It's very few of them. The NFL players cannot do that. He can impose his will if he wanted to.
NFL players can say, NFL players as a
no, you can have a wide receiver say, hey, throw me the damn ball.
I can actually change the play.
And you can't.
And it's on his job.
And you don't think Laurie can go out there and say, no, run, let's run this?
Not really.
Give me, I'm going to go to the basket. He can oppose his will if he's good enough. He's not good enough.
It's part of the quarterback's job to actually change the play.
True.
You know, one thing, though, you're saying that they're not using Laurie Markkanen in the offense correctly. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're doing that with Mitch, too. They're not running the football. They're putting him in a lot of situations where he can't succeed.
Great point, and I'll tell you why I feel, think you're wrong. They actually tell Laurie, don't take mid-range shots, which he was good
at. Yeah, that's
true. Let me finish.
They did not tell Mitch not to run. Mitch, the Bears have said, we did not tell him not to run. Mm-hmm. And we still, when we're saying, all right, design runs, there were still QB waggles. They were early in the year. How many times did we see Mitch? And he was like, Mitch, just run.
Yeah.
And he would be hesitant, and then he would take off. And by that time, the defense had closed in on him. Like, so the Mitch thing is more on Mitch, and he has more freedom to do what he wants to do than Laurie does.
I disagree with that. I think within the NBA, you can oppose your will if you're good enough. He's not good enough.
Arizona.
I think he was a one and done.
He's a one and done.
Yeah.
Even though Mitch only played 13 games, Mitch had 3 years in college. All right. Three seasons to, even if we just said a minute ago about Jimmy Garoppolo, did he go to the Super Bowl behind Tom Brady, at least see something? He's had more seasoning, all right, than Laurie, and better coaching, better management. We can get on Ryan Pace all we want.
I ain't gonna fight you on that one.
Laurie's been thrown in a crap situation and it's not being taught. Again, some of this is on Laurie. I'm not absolving Laurie and say, like, dude, you gotta just get some dog in you.
Take a mid-range. Let me just leave. Dribble and let go me up. Leave.
You can oppose your will when you're good.
Again,
he ain't good.
Again, this too. Laurie ain't telling him to turn off the TVs if down there at the Advocate Center. Like, Mitch is mentally weak. Mitch is like, man. How often do we hear Laurie talk about y'all hating on us? Y'all don't believe in us? Like, man, Mitch is trash, man. I agree with you. Like, man, don't even compare him to Laurie.
I'm not saying that he's not trash.
Both be trash.
Ooh. But look at this. Laurie, now, this is a continuation. I mean, this is his full season. Just looking at the points alone. 2017, he scored 1,033 points. Right now, he's at 669 points.
Also, you know what happened in 2017, too?
Field goal percentage, 43. Now, he's down to 42.
You know what happened in 2017? Zach didn't play half the season. Y'all also remember, Laurie got off because Zach wasn't there.
Yeah. But you want to have both of these guys there because
they're your cornerstones to your franchise, they're not as good as these players, but what if they're in Bill Ben Simmons?
It's very possible. That could
what
be
if
true.
They're two guys that their games do not
they don't match? Yeah. Very true. But like I said, though, at least...
But they both at least look good. Laurie just doesn't look good ever.
Exactly. At least Laurie can... Like I would stand by this. You can impose your will on an NBA team if you have the skills. It's going to force them to say, we got to run through it. We got to run through him. He needs some consistent games when he's scoring 20-something points a game. Consistently. Then you can say out there on the court, run it through me. Hey, the big man is scoring. We got to run it through him.
Yeah,
we got
no reason.
He can't do anything because you know what? He ain't hitting any damn shots.
Like you just said about how you feel about Kobe White. And you like, the season is over. Like, just toss him out there. The season should be over. He can develop bad habits. But guess what? You can say the same about Laurie. Be like, you know what? This season's over. We're going to run the offense. Yeah, we know what you can do, Zach. We're running the
offense. Is the season over?
Yeah, the season's over. The season's
over. Not for them.
I don't know.
What do y'all mean?
Because, no.
I think they're trying to get the 8 seed.
You already said they get the 8 seed.
I know.
Oh, but that. But
I'm just saying that they're
them,
trying.
But for them, Ken, that's a success.
It doesn't.
Like
matter.
They're not. That's, no, what I'm saying is to them, they're it's not like going to change anything.
Ken, that's a success to them.
I don't care what's a success for them. I'm talking facts about.
But I'm saying that they might not change anything because they're still in playoff competition.
Listen, if they have the unrealistic.
Of course they do. They need something to hang their hat on.
They need to hang their hat someplace else.
Well, what else can they do? They can't draft. They can't sign free agents.
I think we're having two different arguments. That's cool if that's what they want to do. I'm saying it's meaningless.
Yeah, I agree with that. We agree with that.
I'm not saying that.
To anybody that has a...
I get the narrative and what they'll try to spin. I'm just saying it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But you know what? I will say for the players, if they was able to actually to make it to the playoffs, that's good for them, too.
They don't have a coach.
That's good
for them. But all I'm saying is...
You know what?
Just, you already said like by Fred default, Warburg. Detroit's about to blow everything up, and you know what's going to happen with Brooklyn. And everybody else behind him is
but
crap.
But look, I'll tell you something at this point. For instance, the Rondo Wade year with Jimmy. Sat there, Fred was the coach, finally gave in, let Rondo do his thing. He about to be knocked Boston out if Rondo doesn't get hurt. That could have meant something. Even though it's not what we would have wanted, because we all knew that they needed to blow that up.
Years ago.
Yeah, but at that
years
point.
Years before that, I should say.
We was like, damn, they're going to try to hold on to this.
Maybe they should have put a better team around Jimmy.
Clearly. But they weren't going to be able to because Jimmy was too good for them to be in the draft. Mm-hmm. I mean, to get in the lottery. Mm-hmm. But still, that, okay, if they would have done that and knocked off the team with the best record, I think, that year. Boston had the best record. It was Isaiah Thomas that year. Yeah, they did. Because the Bulls were AFC.
Are you saying the East or overall?
In the East.
Oh, yeah.
In the East. Like, yeah, okay, then I get, like, for instance, let's just even say this Bulls team, and I'm dissing them making it to the playoffs saying it's meaningless. They make it to the playoffs and they knock off the number one seed. They knock off
the Bucks. A shocker right there. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's something.
Oh, yeah.
And the people be like, well, Ken, you got to get there to try. Yeah, but we know that's not going to happen. So, regardless, it's meaningless from the point of none of these, for the most part, there's very few guys here, if maybe two of them, and those guys aren't even probably playing significant minutes, that will be here if this team is ever good enough to win titles. And that's the move that they need to be moving towards instead of doing the same that they always do, trying to throw it out there,
no doubt.
Hope to catch lightning in the bottle, and then tell us that they poo-pooed on stank and we just supposed to sit there and chew it up.
But what you're saying, that would make sense if you had a competent front office.
And they don't.
They don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's we all agree with that. Yeah. I just think that they might not change anything all year long because they look at the standings and say, we're here. We don't have to start Kobe Way. Oh, we don't have to change Lauri Markkanen's role. Yeah. We just keep doing what we're doing. We'll get to the eighth seed.
And then you just ruining Lauri.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, why would they care about ruining Lauri now?
Fact, to be honest with you, who really cares about the Bulls? I asked Tony this week and I said, I can't believe you actually really go to those games.
Well, he has to. It's his job.
No, that's not actually his job. He does social media.
He likes going out there.
He does. Yeah. No, he puts that on top of it. He adds that to his job.
It's good to do that.
No, I'm not saying it's not.
All right.
But I'm just saying there's nothing to really talk about. He was like, dude, there's nothing you have the time you can really talk about. Like, it's a wasted year. And
they're a wasteland.
I don't even care. Like, dude, I don't care what happens to the Bulls. I'm not wasting my energy on the Bulls. The Bulls don't care. I'm to the point where it's like, dude, I'm with y'all. I don't care either. So go ahead. Wake me up when draft time comes. Not even draft time. Wake me up when the lottery balls.
Dude, drop. If Detroit blows that team up, I think the Bulls are going to make the playoffs.
Well, how healthy is Kyrie Irving the rest of the year? I think that's the decider.
That's the question, though. You don't know. Okay. They might make it to the default.
Yeah, I hope they don't.
It's gonna be it could possibly be a default playoff season.
Let me give you the last and final question I have, sticking with NBA.
Doncic looking for that dagger. Oh! He found it at the end of the rainbow.
Big time players make big time plays. That is his time of the game. In an isolation situation, steps back and he can knock it down from anywhere. Beautiful play by Luka Doncic.
35 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists for Doncic, a career-high 8 threes.
Wanted to get your thoughts. We're right at the halfway point, a little bit past it, with everybody's record. And we've got some surprising teams in the West, some surprising standings in the East. Giannis, even better, maybe return MVP. What's got you guys on the NBA? What's catching the antennas?
Oh, man, Dallas.
I was going to say Luka.
Luka.
Luka is just
6th seed right now, and they're killing
it. No, 5th seed.
Oh, yeah, 5th seed, sorry.
5th seed, Luka. I think the Clippers are just holding forward. I think they're cruising along. I like the fact that Utah is number 3 in the West.
You still got Houston having the best record out in the West?
Who said that?
You, before the season, you said that.
What the hell, I didn't? I said that?
Yes.
I said Houston would have a best record in the West?
We argued. I said there's no way Houston have a chance. He was like, there's a chance Houston can have the best record. I was like, dude, there's no chance they can have the best record in the West. Yes, you did.
I said that over the Clippers and the Lakers, and I said they was going to the Western Conference Finals.
One, we were talking about they may be doing game managing, but yes. When you asked, this is a question that you said, could the Clippers have the best record in the West? I said, no, they couldn't. You said, yes, there's a chance.
I thought my question was for the
NBA.
Not
the Clippers, Houston. You said
Houston. I thought my question was will both the NBA championships, both teams that represent the NBA championship.
I'm not saying you didn't say that question, but you had a question you asked, could Houston have the best record? And I was like, hell no.
Okay.
And then
right.
I said, they should. But
number seven, number six right now.
And number, and it's not working.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but listen, it's the Lakers at number 30, number one. They got 34-9. After that, it's kind of bunched up, honestly. From 2 to 6 is only a 4-game spread. So, if I said that, I don't remember saying that, but right, I don't think Houston says that. I mean, no, I don't think Houston's going to get the number one. I don't think Houston's going to be number one. For me, like I said, I think it's just so fun to watch Luka play and see how far Dallas can go. Mm-hmm. See if Porzingis can be that next little punch, because if they go into the playoffs, I don't know if they'll win a series, but right now they play the Clippers, and I think Clippers are better than them. But
they'd have a shot.
No. I think with the defense for the Clippers, I think Luka is on the level.
Shot? You saying that?
You say Dallas have a shot to beat the Clippers? I don't think so, dude.
That'd be like Tony Kukoc playing a dream team. How Jordan and Pippen can't lock them down. Like even
it's
if you
much.
Saw
the defense
the,
too much.
The, even if you saw him play against the Clippers a month ago, he had a bad game. Like no. Brothers don't play that. They'd be like, we putting the claws out tonight, baby.
Listen, Luka.
Like, not the Clippers.
Luka might be, if the season continues the way it goes, he'd probably be number 3 in MVP vote.
Great.
Who's 2?
Maybe 2. I was going to say.
Probably LeBron.
Not a bad one.
Probably LeBron.
How about Miami? Number 2 in the East.
Shout out to Jimmy.
Shout out to Jimmy. He can do it.
And the culture.
He'll put you on his back.
But also the culture. Look at the players. Yeah, look at Bam. Was Ambeo? No, what's the one down there? Because it's Bam. Look at him. Look at the kid from
yeah, Bam. Yeah,
Chris Dunn or Kendrick Dunn.
Kendrick Dunn from
Kendrick
Dunn.
Yep.
Like, look at what, like, dude. They find the guys. They raise the guys up. They said last year the culture was getting sloppy with Deion Waiters. They didn't suspend his butt about every game except 2. Like we ain't doing. They got Hassan Whiteside out of there.
Mm-hmm.
They cleaned the culture up. It's time to go. All they need is one player, free agent, to be like, you know what? I'll come down there and be with you.
You know what? Honestly,
Raptors surprised me too. Staying number 3 seed with Siakam gone for as long as they have.
True,
he's been out.
They said, but you know what? It goes to the East. I mean,
yeah, they're killing the conference, 20-7.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to the East. I like the way Miami's coach, as you said, Ken. I like what they can do defensively, especially with Jimmy leading that. You know what I'm saying? His mentality seeping into them is a good thing. Although he can be a jackass, honestly. He could be that pest in the sense in the locker room, just that antic kind of a person. But it wouldn't shock me if they could take out Milwaukee. Wouldn't shock me at all.
Miami?
Yeah.
That would shock me.
Yeah, that would shock.
That would shock you?
Yeah.
I think the pieces that Miami has and their mentality going up against Milwaukee. Not saying that Milwaukee, listen, Giannis is on another level, no doubt. But just that pack mentality. I like that pack mentality from Miami.
And I think Milwaukee has that though on the defense.
Pack can take out one big dog. I mean, they can take out, you know what I'm saying, that one big beast.
There's one big beast.
But I think that's the same
thing. It is.
I think that's the same thing with Milwaukee though. I think they have a pack mentality too. They follow behind Giannis.
Definitely defensively.
Yeah, I think that's the same.
They're very strong
defensively. Yeah, they are. But I do like Milwaukee. I think that is a big thing. But yeah, man, for me, yeah, guys, it has to be.
I don't see
Cream City.
I mean, look, Milwaukee can get knocked out if you can do well. One, Kawhi's not here to kind of help shut down Giannis, and Giannis is shooting better. But really, if since the 76ers are broken. And I know it's just a finger. We don't know when Embiid is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That was the team Another that team I thought Milwaukee would be had to fear. And with them not being right, man, it seems like Milwaukee's going to walk into the finals, man.
Ooh.
Yeah, it does kind of seem like that to me.
Really? A walk?
Yeah.
Walk in the park even over Miami?
I mean, somebody may get two.
Unless Boston, we don't know.
Boston needs, they need a big.
Yeah.
They need he's at least defensively, because Cancer, you know, we know he don't want to do no defense. But like,
especially during
Ramadan, what Boston has, but they need a bit. Like the crazy thing, and they may trade him, even though they need him now with Embiid being out. If they could get Horford back,
he'd probably like to go back.
Yeah,
too.
If they could get Horford, he would fit terrific with that team now. If they could get Horford back, because they need a big there, man.
Thaddeus Young. Not big enough.
Wouldn't it be crazy if Thaddeus Young went to a team and actually put in like some good minutes, and we were sitting here like, why was he on the bench here?
Yeah, I know, right?
For Laurie.
Why is he not starting?
For Laurie to develop that stand-up shot beyond the arc.
Whatever. Wait, you, did you have another standout for you for the NBA? Mm-mm. Was Luka for you?
The other was Memphis for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Memphis, I got a job.
That's a good one. Yeah, job.
If they make
job.
The playoffs, that's pretty impressive.
It's very impressive.
If
out in the West, yeah.
If what's the name? what's the big they got there?
Justin Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson Jr. If he could really, if he could be consistent with all the talent that he has, they are scared.
Well, that's why he was so high up in the draft, but also that risk, yeah, because people are like, he has that athletic, but you don't see it every night.
Right.
If he could be consistent with what, if Josh stays healthy, ooh, Lord, frightening.
Now, I have another one, too. It's kind of disappointing, if you want to say, as far as surprising. Portland. Portland has been consistently for the past like 3 or 4 seasons been a top 4 team in the West. They're number 10 right now.
I don't like their makeup.
I never believe in them.
I'm just talking about based off their history, what they've been doing.
Well, remember, they was getting knocked out in the first round too, outside of last year with that. So,
no, they made the lead.
No, they weren't. They were getting their
ass. Yeah, they were getting eliminated early.
Every year in the first round.
Yeah, man. That's why I was like, people didn't believe in them. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay.
So like for me, I don't like the mini backcourt.
They only win 19 games so far.
McCollum's hurt. Dame had to give you 61 last night. Like, but I don't. I'm happy they want to stay there and try to make it work. But they are not. They shouldn't be in the backcourt together.
Mm.
They shouldn't.
Yeah.
LeBron has wanted Dame for many years. It would have been funny if he actually got him.
How though?
Dame had to force the trade. Dame didn't.
They ain't doing that.
That. LeBron should go to Portland.
Dame's got money, right?
That's why he could afford to trade.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I should just say.
Because he would be like, I'm not going to resign.
Yeah.
So what were they going to do?
That would be nice.
Send you to the Lakers.
Hey, listen, like I said before, there's been talks of maybe D Rose.
As soon as Kyrie started doing like this,
the Lakers.
LeBron wanted Dame.
I don't like the Derrick Rose to the Lakers thing.
I don't either.
I don't think it fits.
I don't either. I don't want him under LeBron again either.
I mean, he's a ball-dominant player, and you can't take the ball out of LeBron's hands. What do you do?
No. I would like to see him with the 76ers.
That one's a little scary to me, too, though.
Because they will take the ball out of Ben Simmons' hands.
I mean, I like that a lot better than the Lakers.
Yeah. Who else did we
say? Derrick and Seth. Who else was looking for Derrick? Milwaukee.
I would love to see him in Milwaukee.
That could work.
I would love
it would.
To see him in Milwaukee.
Especially if he came off the bench with Giannis, like, sitting down, or obviously they'd overlap.
I'd love to see him.
It depends on if Detroit, well, one
Cream City,
what Detroit wants for Derrick Rose. I don't know if you can get anything really for him. And I think it really matters for Detroit. Like I said before, they kind of bust it.
Give a first round pick.
Seems like they're going to bust it up.
They're not giving you a first round pick.
They probably give him a second round pick.
They would have to get that. They will.
It might be a straight exchange of players.
With Drummond, but even with Drummond, you can't get a lot back because he can opt out after this season.
Yeah, it might be a straight exchange for players. I don't think any picks will move in that in any kind of situation like that.
Second round pick.
Think a second round would move? Have to move?
I'm just saying if someone.
Derrick Rose.
Because think about it. But you just said it. Three teams are interested.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to sweeten the pot.
Oh, that's true.
So you'd be able to get your second round pick.
That's
out
true.
Of that.
That's true.
All right. Coming back, D has a question about if you could start your franchise with any player, who would that player be in sports? Dean Davis.